You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
What up? Oh, the cooler weather is here.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my word. I was working in the yard for 3 hours today.
Wow.
Just tilling away.
Nice and comfortable out there. It's like 73 degrees outside the studio.
I feel so bad because, you know, my parents have been here and it has been 196,000 degrees every day they were here. I have to take them to the airport tomorrow. They leave tomorrow right as the most glorious weather visits Kansas City. And they're going back down south to the swampy humid of Biloxi. And I said, I'm so sorry. We're going to have the world's best weather this next week. And they're leaving.
And by working in the yard for 3 hours, that included a 1.5 hour walk.
Oh, okay.
And then pulling some weeds and doing a little tilling and gardening.
It's glad to see that you're embracing your health and your hobby.
Yes.
82 degrees right now.
Bring it.
Oh.
Bring it.
It was so nice.
We'll talk about this later.
What, got something else?
Shout out.
Yeah, it's much cooler.
Oh, yeah, in a couple of days. It's going to be crazy. No.
My phone says 82
degrees outside right
72.
Now.
72.
Yeah.
My phone says 82. Okay.
So shout out over the weekend to all of the parents, myself included.
We're going there.
Who huffed two flights of stairs 36 times with beds and mattresses and dressers and couches. I moved my daughter back to KU last weekend, right? And, you know, you end up seeing all the U-Hauls, all of the crap. This is kind of the week that the upperclassmen are all moving back.
Yeah.
And so if you haven't done it yet, it's coming. You're at least going to get way better weather this coming weekend than a lot of the parents had last weekend. I thought I was going to have a heart attack. So pack Gatorade, take some electrolytes, hydrate. And by that, I do not mean alcohol. Save that for later. Because, Scott,
that would not be hydration.
I went up and down those stairs. I do think it was 36 times. Two flights of stairs. And you do not realize how old you are until you try to start huffing boxes and clothing.
It's called humping.
Up. Is it humping or huffing?
It's called, I was a mover for 3 summers.
It's humping.
You hump boxes and furniture.
Well, I was.
And you huff
huffing.
While you're doing it.
I was huffing while I was humping.
Yeah. Well, most people do.
So, yes, shout out. It is here, and I think a whole bunch of kiddos leave this week and next week. Yeah.
You want to tell the rest of the story or not?
Well, I mean, I'm certainly not in a unique situation here, but yeah.
You're about to become an empty nester.
This is the week. I haven't even told Dan this because it did not really occur to me until last night when we were all together for my daughter's birthday. I said, what are you leaving, like a week? And my son goes, no, we're packing up this weekend, Mom. And, you know, there's just been a lot going on. I had to move my daughter first and we're selling a house. And I just thought I had another week. And he said that. And I was like, no. I mean, what's the date? Like, I was looking at the calendar and I'm like, doesn't August 6th seem really early to be talking about this? But it's not. I mean, the week of departure is here. So I feel you if you're listening, if you're crying in your car. I feel you. I've been there.
So, change is the only constant.
Let me tell you this. You and I have been together for a long time.
Yeah.
Long time.
You've been waiting for this one.
No, I have not.
No. I just mean,
I'm not going to make fun of you.
You're not going to make fun of me, but I think you've had this date circled on your calendar because you know
this was going to be the hardest.
This is the last one.
And not because this kid is the favorite or anything like that.
It's the last one.
It's because I know that you are I got all the birds back in the nest kind of person.
Yeah.
And this is the last bird to leave the nest.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I can remember, I don't know, 7 years ago when Jack first left for KU and I made fun of you.
Yep.
Mercilessly, and I'm sorry about that. I really am sorry about that.
Because when it came your time,
I knew exactly what you were going through.
It's one of those milestones that until you do it, you don't know. You just don't know.
Right. But what I'm getting at is you ended up going first. You know, you have 4 kids. I have 2. And mine are enveloped in between your 4.
Yeah.
And so you went first and you have to go last.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Does that make sense? And so I've been an empty nester for over a year now. I got a kick-ass drum set in the basement. Got a ping pong table down there.
Was it harder for you some respects, though, when when you dropped Maya off? Because A, she was much further away.
Yeah.
B, she's the baby. And then that is the moment where you come back home to the house and there's nobody there.
There is nobody there. And
yeah.
And you can hear echoes.
Oh, boy.
You know?
Yeah.
And then, of course, I lost the dog a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
I mean, it was hard. But here's what I wanted to say to you. And I mean this, and I would say this to any parent who's sending off their first or even last kid to college. You did it right.
This is what they're supposed to be doing.
That's exactly right.
Yeah. And to celebrate that.
Be proud of yourself.
Yeah.
You know, when you set out to have kids, okay, you wanted to produce people who would make a difference, people who would go on and become successful. Well, guess what, kid? You did it.
Yeah. Raise good human beings.
That's right.
Let them out into the world. And I will tell you, I am so excited for all of them.
And you should be.
I really am.
And I know this sucks. And I know when Willem leaves this weekend, it's going to be hard. And you're going to come home to an empty home. And it's going to be weird. It was weird when we dropped Maya off. Sean and I took Maya to school and moved in all of her stuff, and I came home to an empty, big house.
Yeah.
And I thought, man, this sucks. Yeah.
But then you were like, but now I can walk around naked.
I'm going to go play drums and walk naked around my house.
And what you realize...
And use every toilet.
And what you realize is that so much of your adulthood has been around the children and the raising of the children and taking them everywhere. And everything is about them. And then all of a sudden they're done. You've raised them. They can now move on. And you're like, oh, I'm still alive. I get to do stuff now.
Yeah. Yeah. It's good. I'm all right. No, I mean, I'm not sitting here sobbing. I remember when the first one left.
I think you should be proud.
I appreciate that. When the first one left, you know, I couldn't talk about it.
Oh, you were a mess.
I remember saying to you, don't bring it up. I will just collapse. I couldn't stop crying for weeks on end. I was crying. I have not had that. I'm nostalgic, I think, but I'm also excited. I think I'll have my moment Sunday when I get in that car alone and head back.
I think, realize you're paying K-State.
Yeah, there will be a moment where I'm like, oh, wow, that's it.
Your money's not going to KU.
Just rip that Band-Aid off. And I will tell you this. This is the difference between you and I, Scott. I 100% will have plans to do something Sunday night.
Good.
Because I know me and I...
Call me.
Yeah. I need just to be laughing and whatever, like maybe watch a movie. Like, I don't even know. I can't just come home doing it. I need to have something to do Sunday, get over the hump, come back to work on Monday. I'll be fine.
Yeah.
I feel really missed place with this conversation.
It's okay.
Someday, Q, you'll have kids. Not today.
When we get back.
Turn your microphone off.
Speaking of school, there's a story in the stack you don't know about that is going to make your head explode.
Oh, not today.
And it's so funny. And so sweet, and you will all end up having this song in your head all day, and for that, I do apologize. A teacher has gone viral for changing the way we teach our children how to sing the ABCs. So you know the traditional song, Scott.
Mm-hmm.
A,
B, C, D, E, F, G.
Break. H, I, J, K,
L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T U V W X Y and Z.
All right. One of the things she says that is a problem is the Y and Z. She says there are some children at a very young age who think Y and Z is one thing, or Y and is a word, Z, or Y and Z.
No, it's Y and Z.
Well, but we all mash it all together. So it's Y and Z, you know. And so she says there's a better way.
But don't we do that with a lot of things?
To teach young children.
Guns N' Roses.
The phonetics of all of this. And the L-M-N-O-P is too fast for some kids. So she has changed the way we're supposed to sing it. And when we get back, we're going to play
it. Can we stop the plan?
Yes, it's going to drive you crazy.
I want to get off.
It's very clunky and awkward, but she says for little kids' ears.
L-M-N-O-P is too fast?
It's better for little ones to do it this way. And we'll play it. We'll play it when we come back.
He's merciful, already got his, merciful Jesus.
He's already got his head in his hands.
Merciful Jesus.
We're killing LMNOP.
Okay. YNZ.
R.I.P. LMNOP.
Okay. You're a man after my own heart, Q. You know what
love
I like.
A song.
Oh, brilliant. By the way, if you want to feel old, this song is 40 years old.
No.
Thank you.
This song is 40.
I don't want to be the one without a friend. Yeah.
Jinx. Story here from ABC. If you've heard kids coming home from school singing a slightly altered version of the alphabet song, you are not alone. The familiar ABC tune has recently seen a change that is causing quite a stir online. The new version introduces pauses after different letters and ends with XYZ, omitting the word and.
Mm-hmm.
This subtle yet significant shift has gone viral, thanks in part to a TikTok video by teacher Rachel, which has amassed more than 5 million views.
We're going to play it a couple of times, let everyone wrap their heads around it, because you're going to go, wait, whoa, what? Because we're all used to going elementopy.
Y'all, it's true. I'm a teacher, and I don't teach the alphabet the way I grew up singing it. And this is one of the reasons, because kids hear elementopy, and they don't say the individual letter names. Some even think that this is one letter. Another reason is because at the end of the traditional alphabet song, we sing Y and Z, and some kids think that YN is a letter or and Z is a letter. So instead we sing it A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, Z. Now I never will forget
how to say the alphabet.
You are dumb. We all learned how to do our ABCs when we were younger, and we never forgot.
It's almost un-American.
Why can't you just embrace that some children learn differently, and it's probably easier instead of going L-M-N-O-P. It sounds clunkier to do it the other way, but it's an easier break for a child's brain.
When were you last in a classroom? Because they have the alphabet up on the wall. And so when we go through the ABCs, you can see that it says L-M-N-O-P.
So it's A, B, C, D, E, F, G.
That was pretty good, actually.
H, I, J, K, L, M, N. Then you go O, P, Q, R, S, T. No, I did it wrong. W, X.
Wow.
No, I did it wrong again. Have her do it again.
Y'all, it's true. I'm a teacher, and I don't teach the alphabet the way I grew up singing it. And this is one of the reasons, because kids hear LMNOP, and they don't say the individual letter names. Some even think that this is one letter. Another reason is because at the end of the traditional alphabet song, we sing Y and Z, and some kids think that YN is a letter or and Z is a letter. So instead we sing it A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, Z. Now I never will forget
how to say the alphabet.
Stop the planet. I want off right now, please.
Okay, so let's all try it together. A, B, C, D, E, F, G,
H, I, J, K,
L, M, N,
O, P, Q, R, S, T,
U, V, W, X, Y, Z. See? So after the first two, they all break into thirds. O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, Z.
I think that's some of that new math.
No, it's not. It's just easier instead of going L-M-N-O-P.
Nice.
That you group the last four groups into thirds.
And let me ask you something.
O, P, Q, R, S, T.
When you were a kid, did you think it was Y-N or N-Z?
I don't know. I don't remember. That was 1,000 years ago.
Right. Of course you didn't, because the letters were on the wall.
And the teachers and the parents would instruct you as to what the letters were.
But isn't it a little bit, well, you, and as silly as this is, and I knew it would make your head explode, and I had to write it down.
The head's gone.
I do think I can see her point with Y and Z. It's easier to go U, V, W, X, Y, Z. Hey, we're getting calls from teachers. I'm telling you, I think this is not the worst idea. It's a little clunky until you get used to it.
Okay. It's not that I hate change. It's just that I hate change.
We also, growing up, sang Ring Around the Rosies, which is about death, mass global death.
Well, we also said, send Red Rover on over. And we literally clotheslined kids.
Correct.
We sang that song, Ring Around the Rosie, but we never had a bubonic plague epidemic again.
One of my friends who is a teacher says, I like it.
We also climbed ropes with our strawberry shortcake underpants on.
Always have to bring up the strawberry shortcake underpants.
By the way, and I'm with you on that. I saw something on Facebook the other day that said, believe it or not, back in our day, we used to climb these ropes, and it showed kids on these ropes.
It's terrible. Like two stories high.
With a two-inch pad to break our fall.
That's all we needed. If that.
Alyssa,
walk it off.
913-586-7798. Alyssa in Joplin. Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Go ahead.
Hi. So my youngest son was speech delayed and didn't sing his ABCs until we put it to Indiana Jones and Darth Vader. So Darth Vader's a little aggressive, of course, but I can sing the Indiana Jones theme for you with ABC.
Oh, yes, please.
Yes, please.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, W, X, W, X, Y, Z.
Too many letters.
Too many letters.
That's brilliant.
So, wait, do it again. Do it again. That was brilliant.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, W, X, W, X, Y, Z.
I love it.
Can you do, all right.
Trying to do the Darth Vader?
Yes.
I love it. I love it.
All right. So Darth Vader is A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, Z. Next time, you will sing with me.
All right, this is absolutely
great
perfection.
The Indiana Jones one is my favorite, Alyssa. That's amazing.
Those are the two things he loves.
A, B, C, D,
to those theme songs.
H-I-J-K-L-M-N-O-P.
Q-R-S-T.
U-V.
W-X.
W-X.
W-X. Y-Z.
I love it. I love it way more.
Anything your kid likes, put it to their theme song.
Okay.
So, yeah, I don't like the popping.
John Williams will say this.
H-I-J-K. L-M-N-O-P-Q-R-S-T-U-V W-X, 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 Y-Z. That song in our head all day.
What do you say, Scott, about doing a remake? Don't do the same thing, but do it better.
Either do it better or do it different.
There you go.
And I don't think it could be to any song. I don't think you could do that to, like, I'm Bringing Sexy Back.
Well, I don't know.
You could try.
A, B, C, D, F, G. Yeah.
To the bridge.
From the window.
We got to pick the most inappropriate song we can think of and try to do the ABC song to it.
99 Problems.
Tell us on the text line.
I got 99 problems. And the alphabet ain't one.
And a B.
Oh, Alyssa, thank you for the laugh. Truly, thank you for the laugh.
913-586-7798. 913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks. Somebody funny. The text line says, I got 26 letters and YN ain't one. Okay. We are not doing the alphabet to 99 problems.
Oh, we could.
The Olympics yesterday. Oh, did you enjoy?
So exciting. Watch last night. Watch Simone with my
Biles
mom and dad.
Gets silver.
Love her. Did you see they bowed down to the gold medalist mm-hmm. winner?
From
that
Brazil.
Was one of the most exciting, lovely moments.
I thought it was very touching, actually.
All of those women support each other, and it makes me so happy. I'm trying not to watch track and field. I want to be surprised tonight. But my friend Carrie is in the third row right now watching track and field.
What kind of phone does she have? Because that video was terrible. Is it an iPhone 2?
I don't know. I don't know what she has over there. I don't think the service is great. There's a whole lot of people over there at the same time. Hmm. But I'm excited for tonight.
Didn't we learn, Dana, that you could indeed watch it and then still be excited?
And still be surprised. Today they were doing that weird cycling thing where they cycle around and around and around on bicycles that don't have spokes. Did you see this earlier? I was watching it with my mom and dad, and I'm like, what is this?
What do you mean bicycles that don't have spokes? Of course they don't.
The tires have like...
They're wheels.
Whatever. But there's like four people in each little pod racing around this tiny track. And then one of them like peels off and goes over here. Then there's three. And then another one peels off. And then there's two. I don't
maybe,
I watched
maybe
it.
They need gas.
I don't know. Are we airing up the tires? Why are people leaving?
Okay.
That was what was on at lunch.
All right. The only sport that I don't like in the Olympics right now is 3-on-3 basketball.
Oh, I know. That's what you said.
I hate it. Why is there 3-on-3 basketball?
It's just a different take on the same thing.
And why do we,
let me tell you why.
The Americans, no. suck so bad okay, at
let me,
it?
Let me tell you why it's 3-on-3 basketball, Scott. They are trying to get more eyeballs and more men and women of all ages into the tent of the Olympics, right? So they are adding downhill crazy MMA kayaking. They are adding breakdancing.
Now, you know that's all. Both of those are awesome.
They are adding 3-on-3 basketball, and here's why.
But they're not letting NBA players are not playing.
Everyone knows how to play 3-on-3. Think about it. Growing up at the playground or even in high school.
We played 2-on-2.
If you pick up a game later, you know, after school, you played 3-on-3. You didn't always have enough people to field an entire team. So I think it goes back to let's make this a more common experience with things that the everyday man and woman can understand. Oh, I used to play 3-on-3.
I can actually answer your question, Scott, as to why there are no NBA players.
Yes, Q.
Because there are qualifying rounds that you have to do. So you actually have to, there's a point system you have to earn, and you have to get a certain amount of points to qualify for the 3-on-3 team.
Let me interrupt for a second and ask you this. Did they introduce 3-on-3 basketball because they knew that the USA would always win 5-on-5?
Yes.
That's a good question. And maybe that's why they have that point system, is so that way there are certain people. It does sort of exclude NBA players because, you know, NBA players have a job to do playing basketball. They can't just go play in these qualifying rounds.
If you're an NBA player and you don't make the dream team.
Right.
You don't want to be on the 3-on-3 team.
Right. You don't want to be on the B team.
Correct.
So no NBA player would demean themselves, and I'm not saying that the 3-on-3 guys aren't athletes. I'm not trying to say that at all. What I'm saying is, if you didn't make the dream team, there's no way in hell you're going on the 3-on-3 team. So this gives other countries a chance to win at basketball. Is that what we're saying?
Yeah, it's just that you have to have... NBA players are allowed to go, but you have to comply with like their eligibility rules, and you have to compete in tournaments, 3-on-3 tournaments, in order to get points. And this point system, you are each individual player is given points, and then the top three point getters are put on your national team.
Got it.
So the reason why there aren't any NBA players is because they're playing basketball while this point system is being calculated.
It's being calculated.
Right. And NBA, the other. The 5-on-5, you know, the normal basketball, that's not the case. There's no, like, point qualifying system.
Got it.
By the way, and I'm not going to give away the results of this track and field going on right now, but have you seen this runner from St. Lucia?
Oh, it's...
And she's in this race
heat.
Right now.
Yep.
Heat, yeah, you're right. She's incredible. We were watching her the other night. it was either last night or the night before, she can, I mean, destroy the competition.
I have a friend who did track and field all the way through college, and he was saying this is one of the most exciting track and field years for the Olympics. It's absolutely incredible, but we won't spoil it. All right, speaking of sports, you know PickleCon is here and is coming in a couple days. It's the 8th through the 11th, later this week and
it's
all
Friday
weekend.
Friday night, right?
I mean, Jack Sock was here the other day playing. It's a huge big deal. Listen to this. There is a new app that aims to help reduce pickleball injuries that are now projected to exceed, wait for it, $400 million in annual U.S. healthcare costs.
Say that again.
Pickleball injuries are now projected to exceed $400 million in annual U.S. healthcare costs.
It's an American hazard.
United Health Group warned at a conference last year that it was seeing a higher than expected rate of hip replacements, knee surgeries, and other elective procedures, noting costs were expected to exceed $400 million in 2024. One group analyst offered a surprising theory about what is driving the injuries. It is pickleball. And in fact, according to a 2021 medical study, from 2010 to 2019, 86% of emergency room visits due to pickleball injuries occurred in people 60 years and older. That was from 2010 to 2019. But pickleball is now the fastest growing sport in America, bar none, especially among seniors. So it is increasingly the cause of injury for that group of elite performers.
It's time to ban it.
So I don't know what this app is about. They are looking to try and do something to cut down on the rate of injury that we're seeing.
Well, tell me this, Dana Wright.
Yeah.
How does an app cut down on injuries related to pickleball?
It gives access to injury prevention programs.
Like don't play?
top-notch workout ideas tailored specifically for your body and your mind.
Come on.
The app is called Aim 7, and they are hoping that, and in fact, they're going to do a seminar on this that's coming up this Thursday about injury prevention and rehab in pickleball. I think we're going to have to talk about it. It is the fastest growing sport in America. Okay.
No question.
And because it is the fastest growing sport among people our age and older, it is expediting things like, I don't know, rotator cuff tears, small, not large, knee replacements, both,
death.
Not one.
Death.
Death is on the list. I guess unless you dove for a ball and smacked your head on the concrete.
Listen, old people want to have fun too.
Thank you. Here's the other thing I'm going to take exception.
Why did you just say thank you?
I'm going to take exception.
I wasn't referring to you as
old. I know.
Old.
I'm going to take exception to them saying $400 million in injuries related to pickleball, and here's why. As we age, your knees, Scott, were not shot because of pickleball.
No, they were shot
your
because of soccer.
Your knees were shot because of soccer. Then, you go out to play pickleball, and somehow that gets tabulated into a pickleball injury, even though it was soccer created it.
That's a fair point.
You know what tore my rotator cuff? It wasn't
golf.
Pickleball. It was golf.
Mm-hmm.
And then I added pickleball to my repertoire of sports in my athletic realm. And now all of a sudden I have a torn rotator cuff. But who are we blaming? If ask anyone I know, it's golf. Played since I was 13. I didn't just wake up, pick up a pickleball paddle, and now all of a sudden I got a rotator cuff injury.
No, that's a fair point. That's actually a very good point.
You know who loves pickleball? Orthopedic surgeons.
Oh, they're making a mint.
Just open the door. Come on in, old people. We love you.
913-586-7798, 586-7798, here on Dana and Parks. You want to stay on the pickleball?
Well, I mean, It's one of my favorite things to do in the whole wide world. And I will tell you this, it will 100% be in these next Summer Olympics.
You know, that's a great point. That's a really good point.
I'm surprised they didn't squeeze it in this time.
Yeah, why didn't they?
I don't know. Truly, I don't know.
I mean, they got ping pong in there. Excuse me. Well,
tennis. They got badminton in there.
Which, by the way, I watched that last night.
Oh, it's something.
That was mildly entertaining.
Is that the one that we looked this up, Quentin, where the badminton birdie can go 150 or 200 miles an hour? Like, you get clocked with that thing in the face, you're going down.
No, you're not.
Yes, you are. We looked this up. It is some crazy velocity as it comes off the racket.
Only to go from 130 miles an hour to about 50 miles an hour after 3 feet.
Well,
it's not coming over the net at 130 miles an hour.
Quentin, how much is it? It's big.
That's what she said.
Well, I did a quick Google search, and the world record is 565 kilometers per hour.
I don't know what that means.
Which in freedom units, which is 351.
351 miles an hour.
I'm just.
Google has anyone
you the Google
ever
box.
Been killed?
Hang on.
Has
Q.
anyone ever been killed by a shuttlecock?
During the Canadian Olympics, one went 493 kilometers per hour.
No.
Ew.
These are lies. You're telling me that a shuttlecock.
First of all, I'm not telling you.
I haven't even asked a question. You're telling me that a shuttlecock comes off that racket at twice the speed, if not more.
Yes.
Than a baseball comes off a bat in Major League Baseball. No
yes,
way.
Yes, I'm
no.
telling you. Yes.
Absolutely not.
Well, the badminton is flat, whereas the baseball is round and the bat is round. So that reduced. Plus, they're wooden bats.
And the birdie, Scott, has that, you know, the orange. Well, you know, because you've been to the Nelson Atkins. That orange tip is filled with something. It's hard plastic.
It's rubber.
I think it's pretty hard plastic.
It's rubber.
Rubber is plastic.
No, it's not.
Whatever. If it hits you in the eye.
Captain Encyclopedia,
you
is rubber
walk
plastic?
Walk around looking like a pirate for the rest of your life.
Can we have Dan, please?
They are like cousins.
Yeah, but they're
thank you, Dan.
But they're not the same.
Not exactly the same.
Rubber comes from a rubber tree. Plastic comes from
a plastic tree.
From petroleum.
Mm-hmm. Now they can be blended and mixed and used and complementary of each other in certain ways. Yeah. But you know why
a
the shuttlecock comes off?
Tree. What'd you say, Dan?
You know why the shuttlecock comes off the racket so quickly? Science. It's
Dan, stop. Do you know the shuttlecock is formed from 16 or so overlapping feathers, usually goose or duck, embedded into a round cork base? Feathers are plucked from the wings of a live goose or duck, a method which has been deemed cruel by animal rights. That's cruel.
Well, everybody knows that, how a shuttlecock is made. Yeah.
I thought the shuttlecock...
We're both wrong.
Was plastic.
No. The tip is made from cork and synthetic foam covered by white leather.
Mm-hmm.
Well, for the pros.
Yes, for the pros.
I don't know.
The backyard people at the barbecue, that's rubber. That's rubber and plastic for the feathers.
How did she die, ma'am? A goose. Well, 16 feathers with some cork. It's a long story.
But that match last night.
She never saw it coming.
Was that fun to watch?
The gold medal match.
So fun.
That Dane was dominating.
Man.
He was good.
I have never watched people play badminton before in my life.
You see how limber they were and how they could reach and how quick their wrists are? Mm-hmm. Olympic level stuff.
Simmer down, Dan.
Well, oh, it's
and
exciting.
I'm telling you, in 4 years, pickleball.
I'm with you.
And I cannot wait.
I think pickleball should be an Olympic sport. And I am not, I know that about a year ago, I was anti-pickleball until I played it. When Dana opened my mind and I went out and played pickleball, that is a competitive sport.
I can't get enough of it.
I love it. It requires agility, speed,
geometry.
Sorry?
100% geometry.
Oh yeah. Just like
angle,
football.
The angle with which you drop that ball, 100%.
Okay.
When we get back, what in the Sam Hill? This time it's in Independence with the unexploded ordnance.
Oh,
about once every 6 months, we have this story in our stack in Kansas City.
Yeah.
If you are a veteran, we would love to hear from you. Pray tell, how did those get over here?
Well, there was more than just ordnance.
Pretty sure the ATF was involved this morning.
Yeah.
Pretty sure they cleared a city block.
And the DEA.
Do not drop it, sir.
913-586-7798. Quentin Morris, Dana Wright, Dan Weinbaum with the news in 2 minutes here on Dan and Parks.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.